Hey everybody, this is Mandy, and I haven't been drunk in a while. I miss it.
Hi everyone, this is Ollie, and I have some applications coming in from the baby pack, but I'm not accepting anymore. And this is the Mandy and Ollie podcast.
You search for guys with the most things. Daddy ran away, left your mama with the keys to the Mustang. Yeah, keys to the Mustang.
You got Mandy. Some more people trying to make babies with you?
Yeah, so I had a few people. Well, only one other person listened. One other person listened to the podcast, and then when they got to that point, they messaged me about applications. And then today I made a post, and two people messaged me about it. And I was like, whoa, it's kind of crazy. But yeah, I'm not taking like, I don't want like a list of suitors. I'm like, okay, this is a person I vetted and that I know A, B, C, D, E, F, G. So yeah, maybe if that doesn't work out, they can be backups. We'll see.
All I know is the way that you structured that. Have you been watching Bridgerton?
No, I keep telling myself I need to start. Why?
Because you were like, I don't need a list of suitors. I already have one that I've vetted and I've decided upon. And I'm just like, okay.
No, that's just Ollie talking. I need to start it, though. Have you started?
No, I haven't started it.
Okay. How are you feeling about a holiday coming up where drinking is typically involved and not partaking? Like, how are you feeling about that?
I want to drink. I want to drink, but I guess I'm not going to.
I wouldn't hold it against you if you did.
Well, that is good to know.
Because
then I might.
Yeah. I mean, if you want to take a sabbatical, we can both take a sabbatical. You just let me know the day you're doing it so I can know, okay, green light for me to also partake, because I don't necessarily miss it, but when I walk past it every day and I have to like not put my hand out, it's like I feel like I'm refraining from something, and I'm like, I'm an adult, I don't have to refrain from this, but you made a commitment and blah blah blah. So I don't miss it, but it's just in my face quite often.
Yeah, I have a similar situation where for me, I mean I don't know if you were aware of this, but I just wanted to make it very plain. I'm only doing this because you asked for, you know, solidarity and support. And I was like, all right. And I'm barely, you know, doing the solidarity because I'm not doing it to the extent that you're doing it. So I was just like, you know, let me be consistent about what I said I was going to do. But in doing and saying all of those things, I feel like it hasn't been too difficult for me, because even though I do eat candy and like to make like lemonades and teas and stuff, and I do drink alcohol, it hasn't been like, I have to be mindful of what I'm eating and drinking, but it hasn't been super difficult. But there are those moments, like you said, where you're like, I'm an adult who should be able to do what I want, but I guess right. I can't do that today.
Yeah. Again, I'm fine if you want to take a day. Also, I was just saying if you guys wanted to participate. So don't feel like, you know, I need the support and the solidarity, because that's not necessarily true. I was just saying it's just something you guys wanted to do with me.
Oh, okay. Because, yeah. No, I didn't want to do it.
So you said several times.
I just wanted to make sure it was clear. I was just like, sure, you know.
Okay, so this means you've been adhering to these goals, right? Like, would these be part of your goal update? You sticking to the new regimen for February?
Those were not what I put in my goal updates.
Okay. What's going on with your goals?
Okay. In my goal updates, I put that I need to take time, my personal time, to do all the things that are on my personal improvement list, because I feel like those are things that get pushed back. So, for example, like when I'm writing out my daily and weekly stuff, it's typically the meditate and stretch and stuff like that doesn't get done throughout the week, and then everything else, or throughout the day, and everything else gets done. And this week, actually, well, I mean, the past couple of weeks, but this week especially is like another just very busy week for me. Today is a very busy day for me. Even the things that I love to do, like watch my TV, I'm just like, well, I may not be able to watch it when I typically watch it because I got this stuff going on. And I'm like, I want to, I mean, not specifically the TV watching, but the meditation and stretching, I'm just like, I need to make sure that I don't continuously make those the things that I put on the back burner for other stuff. So yeah, that's what I have for my goal update, is to not push back those personal things.
Okay. Does it, like, what's the best way for you to get it done? Does doing it early in the morning help you, or just like, okay, 1, 2, 3, go? Like, how do you make sure that you get it done?
I don't know.
Okay. All right. So for my goal updates, I did want to unfortunately say that my yoga streak was disrupted yesterday. So I'm going to have to go a little bit into March for that to be even. But otherwise, I'm feeling better health-wise. I've been eating better because of this February challenge. And yeah, those are mainly my updates. I've been exercising, I've been eating better. I apparently still have some triggers, so probably after February I'll hyper focus on seeing what I can do to quell those. But yeah, that's where I'm at.
Oh, so this February challenge is supposed to be about like a whole wellness,
like, no,
mental and okay.
No, it's just me. I added on extra stuff that I probably had no business adding on. And shout out to you, Mandy, for saying maybe you should reevaluate some of your restrictions. Because, yeah, it was the way it was going, it was going to be, like, bad. It was going to be very unhealthy. So I am eating things that are, like, chewable now. So
yeah. I mean, I guess I just didn't know what the complete depravity was for.
Mm-hmm.
Especially because I was like, yeah, I'm not doing nowhere near as much as what you're doing. So I was just like, oh, okay. Why is that?
Yeah. Part of it was to see if I could do it. Like, I don't have a food addiction. I definitely have a sugar addiction. That's been said several times. No shame. But it was just certain things. I'm like, okay, if I don't even eat these on a regular, let me see what happens if I cut this all the way out. Like, can I do it? Can I be on a liquid smoothie diet? Can I put all my vegetables in a blender and just drink them? Can I start my day this way? Can I make sure I do yoga every day? Just kind of like testing my limits, seeing if I can do it. Because in my head, I'm like, yeah, of course I can do it. But when it comes to practice, I don't know, never tried it before. So let me try. So it was mainly just a, can I do this type of thing? Not a, this format says you have to be this strict type of thing.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah.
So, I think that we're slipping over into the safe space.
Yes, for sure.
What's on your docket for This Is a Safe Space?
I don't have anything as of yet. I thought I had something formulated and circulated, but I don't have anything either.
Yikes. Okay, but let me tell you why I don't have anything. Okay. Again, I've just been so, like, I kept thinking of things, and I was just, like, when I would think of those things, it would be on my brain enough that I'm like, okay, when I get a free moment, I'll be able to write it down in the notebook where I put stuff. Mm-hmm. But those free moments never came. And then by the mm-hmm. time I was like, all right, let me write down my stuff for the podcast, I couldn't remember what it was. So I had written down some other things, and then last night I was just like rolling back and forth, like, what am I gonna talk about for the podcast, for these things? And I was just like, you know what, you are literally losing sleep over this, and you can't afford to lose sleep right now, so it's just gonna have to be okay that you don't have anything. But I thought that would be because you did.
I mean, I have something, and it depends on, I guess, how keen you are with the current news cycle. I'm just not sure if it let me take a breath. I don't know why I'm so beat talking to this. I'm just not sure if this would go under this category, but we could talk about it. Are you up to date on this Gorilla Glue situation and the hair and the woman putting it on her hair and stuff like that?
I think I'm aware enough to talk about it.
Okay. So there's been a lot of debate. I've told you all before that I'm on Black YouTube a whole lot, and there's been like a heated debate. And one side is like, you're 40 years old, you're old enough to know better. We've scrolled all the way through your timeline. You've gotten your hair done several times before. You just want clout and you want to go viral. The other side is like, I don't care what it is, sue the company, get your check, protect Black women. And I'm more so on the side of, I feel like you're old enough to know better, but I am feeling kind of like, okay, yeah, that's true. When people are like, okay, well, if she sues the company because they didn't explicitly say that, it's not taking money out your pocket, so why do you care? And I'm like, that's accurate. So I guess I'm just wondering where you stand on the issue, if you stand or care at all about it.
So a couple of things on that. I feel like when you say some people are on this side and some people are on that side, I'm just like, is there nobody in the middle? Because that's kind of where I feel like I would be. Where one, as soon as I saw them talk about the, like, as soon as I started seeing the pictures and the memes where it's like, this is for your hair, this is not. And for those that don't know, there is a Gorilla products for your hair. I think it's called Gorilla Snot. So as soon as I saw that and I saw the news, I was like, did she think this was a Gorilla Snot product? Like, is that where the confusion came in? Then I was also like, why is there glue spray? Because every time I've seen Gorilla Glue, it's been in, like, you know, a liquid bottle form. Yeah, so I was just like, what do you use Gorilla Glue for in spray form? And then I was trying to figure out, well, where did she buy the Gorilla Glue? Because I wouldn't imagine it wasn't in the hair product section. Mm-hmm. So I'm just like, if she was in hardware and picked up Gorilla Glue, then yeah, that's her fault. But overall, I don't think that she should be, I don't necessarily completely blame her, because I'm like, there could be a reason why, you know, and lots of confusion why she thought it was okay to put on her hair. I don't think that she should be suing the company though, because they didn't do anything wrong. And in fact, when they did find out that, you know, she had used it, they were trying to give advice, you know, via social media on how to remedy her situation. So that's not to say that I would say she shouldn't sue them, because it is, like you said, like, that's not my problem. And everybody knows people who are often searching for a way to be slightly inconvenient so that they can sue. And, you know, it's like those, like when you're in college and you hope that the school shuttle bus hits you. And in reality, it's like, would I ever want to be hit by a bus? No, but we all dream it. Like, it's a nonsensical thing that we all hope to be inconvenienced in a way that we can make money off of it. So yeah, I don't have as many strong feelings about it. I'm just kind of like, my strong feelings is that I'm still continuously like peeping in on the story just to ever find out if when she gets her hair unglued, if she still has hair.
Right. So she went to her friend or sister who's a beautician. They cut the ponytail off basically. And while she was cutting, she was like, try to save my hair. And I'm like, you don't have any hair to save. You've smothered your hair growth, your scalp with chemicals. Like, as far as I'm concerned, if it can be shaved off, all of it is going to have to be shaved off. And I don't think I would personally want to keep any hair that's had Gorilla Glue put in it. So that's her step. I'm just wondering how far this is going to go, because if I was her, honestly, I would have milked this situation. I wouldn't have said I was going to sue the company. I would have made a YouTube series. Y'all would have seen me going to different places around the city, around the state, different experts, getting advice. Like, I would have milked this, and I just feel like she went viral on TikTok, then Instagram, and then took more action that was more so legal. And again, in my head, I'm like, you're the user. You chose how to use this. There's no way you win. But on the can, it says for adhesive, projects, hardware, floors, and more. And I was like, okay. So one of the lawyers circled "and more." And then they turn on the back. They say not to use on eyes, skin, and something else. But they don't explicitly state hair. And I was like, could she win this? Could she actually win this, because they did not explicitly state hair, but technically scalp is skin. So I feel like I am an advocate for support Black women. At the same time, I'm not an advocate for support nonsense. So I don't really know where I fall on the fence, or if I'm just sitting on top of the fence watching until it plays out all the way.
I just feel like if this were to go on Judge Judy or Judge Mathis, they'd be like, this is some foolishness, and they would dismiss the case.
Yeah. Back in. Okay. So, I guess we're out of the safe space. What's on your plate for your meat and potatoes? What are we eating?
So for my meat and potatoes, I wanted to talk about familial friendships, and I feel as though you'll definitely be able to speak to this even more so than me. When you talk about, like, not being obligated by family, because of the terms of, like, family and stuff like that. And I think that part of that, in my understanding, is like an assumed closeness to people just because they're your family. Like, oh, we're family, so we're close. And it's like, we're family, we have nothing in common, we're not actually close. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. But when you have family members that you are close to, that you look at as, like, not just family, but friends, I feel like a lot of people have that, like, with their cousins, typically cousins that you're, like, close in age to and live close to, so y'all spend a lot of time together, or with siblings that you're close in age to and close to, and you spend a lot of time together. But I never had that, really. Like, excuse me, my cousins that are close in age to me don't really live close to me, and I would only see them, you know, occasionally on holidays, and then my siblings were older than me. So I'm finding now that, like, I'm developing more of those familial friendships. And it's probably in large, you know, help to technology and stuff like that, just being able to talk about all the different things. And it's still weird to navigate, because it's like we're now delving into dynamics of our friend, of our relationship that we never had before, because it's like, this is my family and we don't talk about these things. And now it's like, oh, we're talking about these things. So I felt like you could speak to it, because you've often said that your brother is your best friend.
My first best friend.
Okay.
Not like my only, just my first. Yeah, so what am I speaking to exactly? Just how those work out, or how those come about, or just how they are for me?
Let's go with all of the above. Just okay. the dynamics of being friends with family.
I mean, first of all, it's fun. Like you said, if I am growing up around my cousins, which I did. So, like, on my mom's side, I'm the eldest female cousin. And so that's been a long running joke. Oh, whatever Ollie does, they do, or they follow Ollie around, yada, yada, yada. That was like a running joke for years. And setting a good example and seeing them just, like, kind of blossom into, not kind of, like, they're full grown college graduated adults now, some with businesses, with full time jobs. Like, sometimes I feel like they're more adult than me, but having that familiar connection is cool, because it's like, I don't know if I would have known you otherwise. So yeah, so we're family, and we're also cousins, and we can also be friends. And just to backtrack to the beginning, I am someone that is like, okay, you don't have to be obligated to family just because of titles. And it's not necessarily just because family members have done me wrong or been like just trash humans. It's because I don't think people should be able to take advantage of you because of your title. Because you're someone's mother or father or brother or sister doesn't mean you should be able to take advantage of someone or treat them a certain way. So that's why I'm just like, if you're a good human, you're a good human. If you're a good person, you're a good person. And honestly, you get to choose your friends. You don't get to choose your family. So I was grateful that I got to choose my brother to be my family and my friend. Like, we're close in age, like a lot of the same stuff. I feel like we're yin and yang a lot of the time, so we balance out. So it's really been fun to see his matriculation and to go from like maybe fighting to neutral to really close, or just like, yo, I miss him. I miss seeing your face. I miss just being in your presence. So yeah, I can appreciate getting friends from familial beginnings. At the same time, I feel like you have to be careful, because everything that I tell my friends are not things that I tell my family, right? So it's like, if I have a close cousin who I'm friendly with, I'm still going to watch what I say, because I don't know what she's going to say to her mom, aka my aunt, which will possibly get back around to the family. So there is that kind of double-edged sword where it's like, you have to be cautious about what all you share.
You don't feel like if you said don't say anything, they wouldn't say anything?
I feel like in general, you can say that to people and people might decide, okay, but I'll just tell this person and they won't tell. So I don't believe that with anyone, like husband, father, mother, son, family, friend, whatever, because people do think a lot of times, and I've been a person who's thought this way, like, oh, well, if I just tell this person, it'll be okay. It's like, nah. Or you have some husband and wives are like, well, you know, I'm a package deal. If you tell me, I'm gonna tell my wife. I'm a package deal. If you tell me, I'm gonna tell my husband. So.
Okay.
Yeah.
For me, I feel like the family members that I'm realizing, like, oh, we may be like for real friends now. I feel like I'm telling them pretty much everything. Like, well, I will say this, like, I don't tell, sometimes I tell some people stuff that I don't tell other people, but it's not because I wouldn't tell other people. I just don't. Like, sometimes I'm just like, all right, well, I'm having this conversation with you, so you know, but I didn't have this conversation with someone else, so this other person doesn't know. But I feel like I'm telling them everything, and especially like with my sister, I feel like I'm telling her, literally telling her everything. And she said something the other day, we're talking about our parents, and even though we have the same parents, we didn't grow up together and in the same time frame, so we often say that we had different parents, even though that's not true. We have the same parents. They're just different people when they raised me than right. When they raised her. But she still was, but they, at their core, they still have a lot of the same behavior. Or I will say this, the people that they are now, we both know those people. So she was just saying something. And because I was talking about maybe going to therapy and stuff like that. And she was like, you know, yeah, you can go to therapy. But if in me talking to her, she was like, you know, I can save you time, because when you talk to the therapist, you have to go and explain like why your parents are, how your parents are, this, that, and the other. And I already know that. So, you know, it saves you time telling me if you were telling the therapist. And I was just like, yeah, that's true. Okay. And it made me feel that way specifically, even if I were to talk to other friends about it, because it's like, even though my friends know my parents, they know my parents as my friends. They don't know my parents as
children of my parents. So right. It was just like, or like with my cousins, and it'll be like, you know, they know family members as family members. So it's like, it's an additional thing that like only people who are in your family can kind of get, because they'll be around for those moments that only family would see or only right. family would understand. And I was just like, yeah, that's right. So maybe it'll save me to go to therapy. Sorry. You
can go. No, you're fine. In regards to confiding in your sister, do you feel like she could give you an unbiased opinion? Like fully, truly unbiased?
Oh, surely not. Surely not. And I don't say that to be like it's a bad thing. But when I'm talking to her, I'm not necessarily looking for an unbiased opinion.
Okay.
That would be something I'm looking for from a therapist, but it just made a lot of sense hearing it from her and her just getting it.
Okay. So is that something you're seriously considering now?
What is?
I guess going to her for your potential thoughts or grievances? Or questions or insight?
No, not that I was trying to go to her specifically. It just was like a thing that I realized in talking to her, like, oh yeah, this is somebody, because we never had that relationship because we didn't grow up in the same house at the same time. Mm-hmm. It's us really starting to have these types of conversations that maybe if we did grow up in the same house at the same time, we would have had those conversations already. Gotcha. We would have had like that closeness already, but now it's like it's kind of newish.
Gotcha. Okay.
Because when I was younger, like I never really thought, like, I still don't know that I would make my sister a bridesmaid because she's so much older. But I think that's things that people think about where they're like, "Oh, my sister's gonna be my maid of honor, my matron of honor." And to me, I was just like, I don't really see that making sense for me. Not because I don't love my sister, but she just always felt like there was a distance, and now it's like, no, like she's my friend for real. I definitely feel that way.
Okay, so she would be a bridesmaid, right?
No. But that's for different reasons. I just feel like by the time if I ever get married, by the time I do it, she's not gonna wanna be a bridesmaid.
You think people stop wanting to be bridesmaids at certain ages? Is that a thing?
Oh, surely I would.
Oh, I didn't know that was a thing. So are you saying if I don't get married till like 40-something, 9, you wouldn't want to be a bridesmaid?
I'm saying that my sister is 19 years older than me, is what I'm saying.
Yeah, she's 49.
Right, but I'm not at risk of getting married no time soon, so it's only gonna continue to go up.
Gotcha. Wait, have you discussed this with her? Because what if she's been waiting? Because she's not gonna be a bridesmaid at your brother's wedding. So what if she's been like looking forward to this?
He might ask her. I don't know.
Okay.
I mean, not her. Not him. I mean, I don't know who's gonna ask what. If she says she wants to, then I won't be like, no, you can't. You're too old. I just don't think she's going to want to.
Okay. You know her better than me, so I'll say okay.
I think she's gonna be like, tell me whatever you need. I'll make sure that you get it. No, but you know, if I don't have any extra duties or roles, that's fine too.
Okay, I think that's fair. Cool. Yeah. I can see her like in the room and stuff helping out.
Yeah. Cool. Like I don't look at it like because she's not my bridesmaid, she wouldn't be involved. I just look at it like she not gonna have to do a whole walking down the aisle matched with a specific groom, blase, blase, blah.
Gotcha.
Matching dress. Plus, she's already been a bridesmaid, so.
Why are you acting like we haven't seen the movie 13 Dresses, 27 Dresses? You can be a bridesmaid lots of times.
But in 27 dresses, she didn't want to keep being a bridesmaid. She just did it because she was a very nice person. She was telling people no.
That's accurate. That's expensive, if you ask me. 27? That's wild.
Exactly. She lucky she had a good job.
Hello?
I still remember that line when she was like, "What? Dang, I guess I don't remember the line." But basically, it was like, yesterday you were my sister. Today you're just the bitch who cut up my mom's wedding dress. And I was just like, damn.
Yeah. Sucks to be her.
Yep. So what's on your plate for meat and potatoes?
I'm trying to figure out which one I want to jump into. I think I'll jump into this one. So I feel like after the big old bango election and induction ceremony and all that good stuff, like, people in politics have just been, like, quiet, like, super quiet. And so that concerns me because we talk about all the time, like, hey, you guys, like, there are elections, like, every year, at least every 2 years. So make sure you're going out and you're staying focused and not just on the big presidential election every 4 years. And I'm just like, it's just like business as usual. And I'm like, but politics is a year-round thing. So I'm just trying to figure out, I'm not saying I necessarily have the time or want to be an advocate for reminding people that politics is a year-round thing, but I just feel like it's quiet on the home front over here. So I just wanted to know, like, is your cycle still political based, or is it toned down for you, or like, what's going on in your neck of the woods?
Well, one, I'm actually very upset that you're trying to bring it back up. I would love for it to continue to be quiet. Like, why?
Politics in general?
To an extent, yes. 2020 and going into the beginning of 2021, there was a lot of phone calls being and text messages and such coming into my home. And I have very much been enjoying the peace and quiet since January the 6th. So I'm sitting here like, why are you trying to stir up trouble? Like, why? Why are you doing this? So that's first thing on that. Second of all, I've still been seeing things, particularly coming out of Bernie's camp, being like, you know, you thought they was on your side, but I'm going to let you know these Democrats trying to play games too. So I definitely think that for those who seek out the information, it's there. I've still been seeing stuff pop up on my timeline. It's just a lot quieter and a lot easier for me to ignore. And because I am so busy, I'm like, yeah, I'm cool with it being a lot quieter. So why is it that you want it to be more like why are you trying to talk about it being in the forefront? Why can't you just do your looking upping quietly?
You wild for trying to silence me.
I'm not trying to silence you. I'm trying to figure out
because my concern is this, that people are only focused every 4 years, and I'm like, we have elections, local elections, at minimum every 2 years, and typically yearly, whether it's council people or lobbyists or whatever it is. So my concern is that people only think, oh, I only need to show up for this big presidential election, and then it's all goody for another 4 years. So I'm just like, no, that's not the case, you guys. So that's what's alarming me.
Well, as someone who actively participates in the voting process and does it for the local elections, all I'm saying is I don't need you to remind me. I just want to enjoy my peace and quiet. I do my civic duty.
You do, yes. But for the people who don't, I am worried. I am very worried. Very. But okay. We can move on.
I'm just like, I literally got these people to start calling my phone, and you try to bring it back up again. What is that about?
I am not condoning robocalling or text messaging or, hey, Mandy, did you know your local blah, 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 blah. I am not condoning any of that. And that is not what I want to ramp up again, because I have so many numbers on my block list from that whole saga. It's quite disgusting. Semicolon, however, comma, I hope that you all who are not doing your civic duty do understand and realize that this is a yearly thing, like laws, legislation, rules, zoning happens on a yearly, not even yearly, it can happen day to day, month to month, but just please be aware that, you know, when it's time to cast your vote, it's not only every 4 years. That's all. Okay. Who is receiving your underappreciated award for today, Mandy?
So my underappreciated award is going to a few things, but it's basically going, interestingly enough, to black hair. So there are so many industries, systems, structures that are based around black hair. It's a $1 billion empire. It is based around so many inventions and systems. So I wanted to highlight a couple. On the large scale, I want to give a shout out to Bronner Brothers for being one of the longest standing black owned hair companies and continuously giving their Bronner Brothers hair show, which is an event where stylists can come and show off their skills, businesses can come and show off their products. It's just the biggest black hair event, you know, it's in the country specifically, but probably worldwide, like every year. And they really do their thing. I want to give an underappreciated award to Christina M. Jenkins, who is a black woman who invented the hair weave. I've occasionally had a hair weave, but I'm not a big weave person, but I can appreciate the fact that she stepped it up. She was like, I'm not just gonna, you know, wigs existed. Wigs are not a new thing, but she was like, sometimes you don't need a full wig. Sometimes you just want a little extra pieces here and there, or just a different structure and putting it in, or something that you can't just snatch off your head. And she elevated the game. She brought something to the community. I want to give a shout out to the black-owned beauty supply stores and hair salons and barbershops and all those people who do the home hair shops, who are in their kitchen or in their spare room or whatever, trying to pick up their skills and make some extra dollars and improve their life situation. So, yes, happy Black History Month and shout out to Black Hair.
Shout out to Black Hair and happy Black History Month.
Who's receiving yours underappreciated awards?
It's actually a thing today. Woohoo! I think this might be my first. Well, probably not my first, but in a long time. My underappreciated award is going to the block, delete, and deactivate buttons. If you are not aware of how to use these buttons, or if you've never used them in your life, I highly, highly recommend it. Arguing with somebody back and forth, you realize you're wasting your time, block. Thinking that you spend too much time online or on social media apps, deactivate. Feel like one of your trash family members or friends is just being super trash, it's not something you could be on board with and don't want to see it on your feed and your wall all the time, delete. Like, these buttons will change your life. They will give you more time. They will give you more clarity. They will just put you in a better mental space. And when you're done, if you're done putting said person or app on timeout, you can always reactivate, unblock, and stuff like that. So I would just highly recommend using these items in your life.
Shout out to being able to block a bitch.
Okay.
Explicit. And bitch is used as a non-binary term for all persons.
Right. Agreed. Okay. Would you like to tell the listeners where they can find us?
Oh, me tell them. That's usually how it works. You can find us on Instagram and Twitter at MNO Podcast, where you can, you know, send us comments, slide in our DMs, answer some polls. You can also send us your questions, comments, and concerns, letters at mandyandollie@gmail.com. Yep. Please be sure to like and subscribe to the podcast wherever you listen, so that you know when we drop a new episode.
All right. It was good talking to y'all. Bye.
Bye. Yeah, way back when.